other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Battle stations, battle stations, battle stations. The New World Order is entering its final phase of initiating complete tyrannical world government. The United States has already completely fallen to foreign and offshore banks to sucker the public into going along with the agenda that George Bush helped complete. They have brought in a messianic savior complex, the likes of which we haven't seen from Adolf, Alois Hitler, and Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong. Battle stations, battle stations, battle stations. Worldwide mayday. The United States is in the throes of going into a messianic dictatorship. All the groundwork has been laid. The FEMA camps, the troops on the streets, the emergency relocation centers, the 26,000 preachers trained to tell their flocks to submit to government. Media everywhere, preachers, leaders, corporate leaders are saying submit to Obama, do whatever he says, pray for him, get behind him. Follow all of his orders. He will save you. He will fix America. Notice, right as he comes into office, they have the crisis, the deepening recession and the depression, which he helped organize, which his controllers, engineered. And now the people are begging and hoping, and the mainstream media that always lies and betrays is telling them, do whatever he says. Follow his orders. Submit to him, and everything will be all right. Over a million people, about half the number they originally had thought, are in Washington, D.C. 47,000 troops and police, including regular military, are searching people all over on street corners at military machine gun point. Luke Radowski is down there on the mall, and he's going to be joining us coming up in about 10 minutes. From the ground, he is reporting checkpoints, searching men, women, children, everyone being indoctrinated, everyone being conditioned, and going through this ceremony of worshiping the new dictator, worshiping the new leader, worshiping the new front man. And yes, it's a dictatorship under the executive of Bush. Now the baton being handed, the royal signet ring, the royal signet being passed to Barack Hussein Obama. The Congress is now under War Powers Act. The Congress is now titular under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. The states are now titular, are now ceremonial. The National Guard is being abolished and fully federalized. They're announcing compulsory forced 18 to 24 military draft. They're also suckering in a giant youth brigade, as well as many other corps, the Environment Corps and others, who will be volunteers outside of government, but directed by USAservice.org, non-governmental, nexusing in with government power, the classic communist slash fascist attack profile on every key point. We have the classic forms of tyranny openly being built, and now the platform has been constructed. They're bringing in the messianic leader, decades of black ops conditioning and preparation for total open federal domination, with the feds only being a regional governorship of the new world government set up openly and run by the private banks. You will pay all of your taxes and carbon taxes to them. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. We are now officially in the world order. This is the new world order. All they have to do now is fully bankrupt the economy, but sell the public on going along with it and going along with the next phase. That's why all the pundits in unison, every channel, Fox, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, CNBC, every newspaper, every controlled talk show host, NPR, all saying in unison, the people must empower Obama. The people must do whatever he says. The people must go along with this or they will be destroyed. This is full unification. They've got to have the people stand down and be suckered into believing Obama wants to save them and help them and that he's their daddy just long enough to openly set up the new world central bank that Newsweek and the Financial Times of London are calling for. Once that's in place, they can then stage terror attacks, have controlled bioweapons releases, attack Iran, and go into the next hell phase, which will be the extermination of tens of millions of Americans in death camps.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Battle stations, in the info war. They're coming for absolute semi-automatic gun bans, openly introduced and announced. They're coming with a total national gun tracking and a nationwide federal ban on private transfer of firearms. That's buying your grandson a .22 rifle when he's 12 years old. They are coming in with total absolute tyranny, massive taxes, listing carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, total amnesty for the illegal aliens. And they're openly saying that in the next year they're probably going to launch a war against Iran. This is it. And they have got a mass cult movement going. The elite are literally saying that Obama is God and our savior. He is now president. He has now been officially sworn in. He is giving his speech. Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes here on air. I will be simulcasting on Russia Today with an interview coming up in the next hour, but while that's being lined up, Mike Rivero will be sitting in from Hawaii while I'm doing that interview, and then if we're able to, I will then simulcast part of that or all of that on air. We have Luke Radowski joining us in 5 minutes. In fact, John, go ahead and get him on the line. He is on the ground in D.C. after the new Fuhrer has been sworn in and is saying he will use all the dictatorial powers amassed by the executive branch. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
And what's so sad here is we see Republicans after Bush with the torture and the secret arrest and the attack on the Bill of Rights with the Patriot Act now being used against U.S. citizens in non-terror related cases by tens of thousands every year, as reported by the Associated Press. Conservatives committed themselves to Bush despite the fact that he tripled the size of the federal government, despite the fact he lied about every campaign promise, and he lobbied for the assault weapons ban but failed. The assault weapons ban renewal. But because they invested in him psychologically, they couldn't admit they were wrong and conned. And so they would deny the North American Union. They would deny the million-plus dead Iraqis in the war. They signed on to evil. And now you've got more than 100 million Americans that voted for Barack Obama. And they saw the two elections stolen by Bush. They saw the Supreme Court appoint Bush, and they got fooled, just like conservatives get fooled when Bill Clinton left office, into supporting Bush no matter what he did. Now they are totally psychologically signed on to whatever he says with zombie-like looks of rapture on their faces, having no idea that this guy is going to completely betray them and has already betrayed them on every single front. And the Barack Obama threat is much greater than I even had originally thought. I have never in any time in history, studying history, seen this level of concerted, unified worship by the media to prepare the public to literally make this guy a dictator. Because the executive is already a dictatorship over the Congress. They have announced this tyrannical, unlawful power. And just as Stalin killed at least himself, Lenin killed around 10 million, Stalin killed at least 30 million in the several decades he was in power. Just as Stalin did that, and the public was told, do what Stalin says, he'll fix it. Do what, you know, as they arrested people, as they killed people by the millions, as they starved them to death by the millions. And even after it came out, even in the Soviet news, that Stalin was bad and horrible, they still defended him. And there are still old people in Russia today by the millions that go around wearing Stalin T-shirts and holding up Stalin signs because they can't admit they were wrong about endorsing and supporting Joseph Stalin. There are still Germans in Germany who still love Hitler because they can't admit they were wrong and con signing on to him. There are tens of millions of Chinese who still carry around the little red book and worship Mao Zedong, even though after he died, his wife, who ran most of the executions, was arrested by the communists themselves. And the communists say that he killed 84 million. The Encyclopedia Britannica says 62 million. We don't know. The Chinese government says 80-plus million. I did that research for the film Endgame. And they, tens of millions of them, still love him, and because they were young teenagers when they signed on to be part of his youth corps outside of the Communist Party to go terrorize and attack and shout down anybody that got in his way. And how did he start the youth corps after he already had power? He said, we're going to help starving people with soup kitchens. It sounded good. It sounded reasonable. And for a few years, they did actually a lot of good work. And then they said, well, we're good. Look, we're doing good work. And then it was, yeah, go ahead and assault that guy. Beat those people up. Run those people out of their businesses. They're not going along with the Cultural Revolution. And they'd go in houses and find Bibles and beat people up and kill them. And I'm telling you, folks, I've studied history. Webster Tarpley was more right than I even gave him credit. He is exactly right. They are going to have a governmental mass forced service, and then even bigger, separate from government, thugs. They're openly announcing that they're going to turn loose on us and to suck tens of millions of Americans into serving this at usaservice.org, non-governmental. They are getting them signed up in things that sound reasonable at first, but when you read the fine print, it's tattling on neighbors, spying on people. Well, Obama's announced it. This is so incredible. Again, Ron Paul joining us coming up in about 26 minutes from now. Do we have Luke Radowski from Washington, D.C. at the inauguration? We're still waiting. We have not given the producer his number, so we need to get that to them in Minnesota right now. Thank you. So that is what is going on this front right now, ladies and gentlemen. I did a 49-minute basic analysis last night at 1 a.m. in my backyard. When I try to get more focused, more thoughtful late at night after a long day's work, I tend to be a little calmer. And I did this 49-minute analysis audio blog that will be posted later on Infowars.com, where I walk through many of the facets. I'm going to attempt to do that in a focused manner with some of the other facets I haven't covered coming up later in the broadcast today. So that is also coming up as well. And again, Luke Radowski from the ground coming up. We're going to go to Luke in just a moment. We have him on the line. Also, the media is now doing a rear guard defensive action of George Bush. Here's a Fox News headline. Bashers in Bush era deflated by lack of prosecution. See, you're just bashers. It isn't that you're against millions of dead Iraqis and lies about WMDs and faked weapons dossiers on yellow cake uranium and aluminum tubes. It's not just that you don't like the torture camps and the attack on the Constitution and the Patriot Act and all the things Bush did, or all the conservatives that don't like him for the North American Union, the trans-NAFTA highways. No, none of that matters now. You're illegitimate. You're just a bunch of Bush bashers. And you don't, and so again, so now the whole agenda stays, no investigation of Bush, no reversals of anything, just a few stunts Obama will pull, like shutting down Guantanamo, and ABC News announces they're setting up internal Guantanamos at Marine Corps bases and Navy bases here in the United States, in California and South Carolina and Texas and other states. This is so sick. And I'm watching the people cry. I'm watching them in rapture week after week on TV at these Obama rallies. I'm watching them on CNN right now while he speaks, as if God is speaking, and they're totally conned. They think they're part of history. They think they're part of something great. They're scared by the economy. They're scared by the wars. They're scared by the terrorism. And he's saying, I'll fix it all. Just do whatever I say. And then when you read the fine print, it is an even bigger government, even bigger control, more corporate looting, more banks bankrupting us and stealing trillions a week. Trillions a week, and trillion-plus dollar defense budgets, and doubling the size of government again, and another $1 trillion to be given to select corporations to buy their support domestically in the United States. This is what we're talking about. And I pledge that I will defend the Republic to the end. I pledge that we have the next 200 days. Even Biden and all the pundits admit, and the vice president admits and Obama admits, if they don't ram through their global warming taxes, their control, their youth brigades, and launch it all in the first 150, 200 days, by then the public will be awake to them, and they're not going to be able to get any of this through. They have got a tough job, because everything they're really proposing, that's why they don't like to publicize it, but in the fine print, is totally unpopular. On average, over 90% of the people in the polls are against it, like the banker bailout, 99%, 98% depending on the poll, like open borders, 91% Gallup, like the wars, up to 80% against it. So again, he hasn't given specifics in the speeches, but the fine print and his chief of staff and now the policies, it's worse than we thought. Now in the last few days, they've been launching new programs, and it's really happening. It's really going on. Let's go to the ground in the District of Criminals, the private District of Columbia under the 13th Amendment slave grid. Let's go to Luke Radowski. We Are Change, reporting for InfoWars. Luke Radowski, good to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. We are here on Pennsylvania Avenue. Obama is addressing the crowd. We are here behind black fences all over us. National Guard everywhere, police, sergeants, everywhere you see, everywhere you see security all over the place. People could see the film footage right now by going to wearechange.org and seeing a live video report of everything that's happening right now. As it's going on right now. I am right now behind National Guard. I am right now behind a Secret Service checkpoint and between the main checkpoint. There are hundreds of people waiting to get into.
And by the way, look, what we're going to do is, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv, and we're going to pick up that internet feed at prisonplanet.tv, and we're going to put that up on the site as well, so that we can show whatever your cameras are picking up there on the ground. Now, be specific for us. You say you saw people being searched by the National Guard. You saw families being searched by regular Army and by police in black uniforms, 47,000 of them. Tell us what you're witnessing.
Yeah, people are just pretty much waiting to get searched, waiting to get through the black fences, and there's really hundreds, if not thousands, of people waiting at security checkpoints, waiting to get through. It is a horrible situation here. Nobody can get through anywhere. The city is in gridlock. There's police and Secret Service on every street corner that you look on, and ultimately they have set up these fences, and they have little openings, one little door opening in these fences that they expect thousands of people to go through, and that's where you have to go through airport-style security, which
Stay there. We'll be right back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go right back to Luke Radowski. We Are Change, reporting live for Infowars.com and WeAreChange.org on the ground in D.C. And we just went live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have his video feed up there right now from on the ground for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Luke, specifically, report for us the facts. Did you get through the first line of checkpoints and describe for us exactly what you witnessed with the military troops searching people?
Well, we did not get through any search or checkpoints. We were not able to at any point in time. They pretty much closed off all of D.C. We are entrapped right now with black fences all around us. We have a huge crowd all around us outside the main point, but we are right on Pennsylvania Avenue, right outside the main address of Barack Obama. And to the left side, if you look to the left side, if you pan the camera down over there, you are able to see the checkpoints. You are able to see the National Guard. You are able to see the huge police state presence here in Washington, D.C. And again, we are in this huge crowd. There are people crying. There are people going ecstatic here, not understanding how this is just a continuation of the policies and beliefs of the New World Order.
Well, it's turning America into a prison with these free speech zones and the rest of it. Yes, I see your cameraman panning, Luke. Have him pan into those police and troops that are over your other shoulder. Let's show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that. But for radio listeners, describe what the troops are doing, how they're searching people, who they're letting through. Are you seeing them turn people away?
Yeah, they are turning a lot of people away. They've closed off everything. There's nowhere to go. We are trapped with huge amounts of people all around us. There's National Guard just standing around keeping an eye on everybody. Everybody's basically entrapped in these free speech zones, in these black tarps, in these black cages everywhere. And you see the crowd staring right now, not understanding what they're cheering for. And again,
and I can see National Guard on the screen. I can see the National Guard. I see if your cameraman can get around a few of those people and up to the fence, because I can see the National Guard, but the video's a bit pixelated. Again, this is the great technological developments of the free Internet that they're openly, and Obama and Biden have announced they're going to be shutting down and forcing everybody onto Internet, too, or this will not be allowed except for major media companies to even do things like this. So, again, they can't stand the fact that we're able to show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and everybody else this video, thanks to the great work that We Are Change is doing down there. Now, Luke, do I get you right that they're selectively not letting some people in, but they're letting other people in at the checkpoints? How are they discriminating to decide who they're going to let in and who they're not going to let in?
Well, right now, you can't have any bags. You can't have any signs. You can't have pretty much anything. There are signs posted up anywhere that you could be searched at any time. There are signs saying that you cannot have pretty much anything to go through the major checkpoint security line right now. It looks like most of the speech is ending right now. The National Guard are here. I don't know if you can see it on camera.
Yes, we can see
them. In the middle of the street. But they're literally on every street corner. We walked around here for about 40 blocks trying to get into the main checkpoint area, and we were not able to at any point or time. And literally everywhere
we go. And again, billions of people worldwide, they're saying around 3 billion people are tuned into this. They're all being conditioned. The troops on the streets, checkpoints, people being searched is normal. And folks in the past would deny that this was conditioning. Now they admit they're going to use these 20,000 troops and growing against the American people. That they have stated on record that this is to be used for civil insurrection against the American people. And Barack Obama says, get ready for pain, get ready for skin in the game. His wife in these public service announcements is saying, get ready for really hard times, because they are allowing the banks to steal trillions of dollars a week from the American people. This is a mass heist, and those troops, compartmentalized unknowingly, are there to make sure that the heist goes according to plan. Again, earlier we could hear Obama finishing his speech in the background and the cheers of the mindless sheep as they go into the depths of a Stalinesque system. Continue.
Yeah, we're going to be doing interviews with people on the street here right after we get off the phone with you, but it looks like everything's ending right now. We're still entrapped here on Pennsylvania Avenue. We're covering everything live as it's happening. We're here by one of the major checkpoints. They're not allowing anybody in. We're going to try to get in some places. But we're here covering everything live.
Well, look, it's not ending. Biden's getting a speech. Others are going to give speeches. In fact, hold on one second, Luke. I'm going to come back to you for about 5 minutes on the other side before Congressman Ron Paul joins us live on this coronation day of the elite's would-be messiah that they're hoping the public signs on to. Cut into the live feed from the inauguration itself. Cut into the other feed. Now, let's go ahead and cut that outro music. We'll go out with one of the speeches. Here we go. Stay with us. Okay, folks? We'll go ahead and send you that audio through to folks. Okay, we got multiple feeds from on the ground and
words,
television.
Words, spiny.
All right, we're going to come back
whispered
and go to that after
or
break.
Declaimed.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ron Paul, leader of a true grassroots movement, not a phony New World Order grassroots movement, to bring the people into world government and total socialism and micromanagement by the elite, will be joining us in T-minus 5 minutes. And then, Mike Rivera will sit in for about 30 minutes while I'm on Russia Today. We may simulcast that, we're not sure. I'm not giving up my liberty. We are taking the fight to the enemy. Battle stations, battle stations, battle stations in the InfoWar. I noticed that Luke's on the ground talking to some Obamanoids. We're getting back on the air later, but let's go back to Luke. Luke, let's talk to some of these Obamanoids. Let's talk to some of these cult members who are well-meaning but have been completely conned, just like Bush supporters were. Luke Radowski on the ground in D.C., there with the National Guard troops surrounding him.
No, no, but you're saying you can't end the war. We got some people right here we're talking to. Why can't we end the war?
You can't end the war instantly the way people are, American people think that it can happen. It has to be a strategic planning because you will murder more American soldiers if you just pull them out instantly.
Oh, really? You'll murder more soldiers?
This is a
fade the city down for a minute. You hear this? This is what Bush has said to keep us in there 5.5 years. He promised 6 months, 5.5, almost 6 years later. This is the same. Now they picked up all the Bush MO, which is really the elite propaganda. And then notice, this lady a year ago, I guarantee you, was bashing Bush, saying end it now. Now, since Obama's saying we got to keep him in there for a few more years, listen to her. Go back to her.
Yeah, we're talking to her right now. We're trying to explain that Obama is for a surge in Afghanistan. He's going to take the troops from Iraq and send them to Afghanistan. I mean, that's not ending war, is it?
Luke, so ask her. Luke, ask her this question, Luke. Luke.
And I'm definitely against war.
Luke, give her the phone. I want to talk to her. Give her the phone.
Go ahead.
Who am I speaking to?
Alex Jones.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Hi, ma'am. How you doing? Listen, we're not Bush supporters. We're not Republicans. We know that Obama has the same advisors and is going to betray everybody. Remember, he said he was going to pull the troops out. Let me just finish. Now he's saying he's not going to. He said he wouldn't have wiretaps against the American people without warrants. Now he's saying he's going ahead. He said he was going to get rid of the Patriot Act. Now he's saying he's not going to do that. All we're saying is that you are, here's my question, and then I'll let you answer it. You are saying that if we pull all the troops out, more will get killed, more troops. The troops can't be killed if they're pulled out of Iraq, and all the major governmental studies admit that if the troops are pulled out, there'll be less deaths on all sides.
But strategically, he has to pull the troops out. And he can also, we cannot abandon, and I'm a person against war. And it's funny because all my family is military, and we have arguments at our table all the time. But I truly understand that we just can't go in and say, okay, we're pulling all these troops out, and we leave the people in Iraq.
Ma'am, they built 30-plus permanent giant bases that hold 3 or 4,000, 5,000, one case, 6,000 people apiece. They're never leaving. The Pentagon says that we're going to have troops there in 20 years. You've been deceived.
Oh, no. Now, I guess you don't understand my argument, because when he was talking about how he was going to pull the troops out, I was one of the first people who ever say where I live at who can't do that, and who's going to have troops in longer than what he expects to have in. But what I'm saying is that the American people have to wise up themselves and realize we just can't. You're beeping. Somebody's beeping here. We just can't pull those troops out the way he says he will. And American people are blind to the. It will not happen.
Ma'am, I have one other question for you, and I'm going to let you go. We got Congressman Ron Paul coming up. Go ahead and get him online, John, in Minnesota. And it's this. You've heard about his national compulsory service, 18 to 24. Do you support forced national compulsory service?
Okay. I've heard briefly about that, yes.
Do you support that?
No.
Okay, do you support that Obama spearheaded the banker takeover that's now $8.5 trillion and it's secret and they won't say where it is? Just like Bush supported it, Obama says we have to have another banker bailout. Do you support that?
No, I'm not into bailout at all.
So what is it you support? What is it, ma'am, you support about Barack Obama?
I am torn between supporting him, to be honest with you, and my family is a family full of Democrats. So I'm torn between supporting him and any political party at this point in time, because I think the American people with both parties have been deceived. And we as Americans have to open up our eyes and decide what we're going to do for our country.
Ma'am, listen. Obama is a corporate-created foundation front man. He is going to betray you. Don't sign on like the Germans did or the Russians did to Stalin and then sign on to all his evil. Like conservatives signed on to Bush, and then the torture, the secret arrest, the wars. Don't be con. God bless you. Luke Radowski on the ground in Washington, D.C., surrounded by regular Army troops and National Guard, searching everyone. We'll talk to you coming up in the next hour. Luke Radowski, thanks for reporting for InfoWars.com from the streets of D.C. Okay.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm here doing everything live, talking to people. We're going to be talking to more people. We're going to be talking to people as long as the battery dies.
Okay, Luke, we got to jump. Again, they're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv with a video feed from there on the ground. Now, without further ado, Congressman Ron Paul, for the next 20 minutes, joins us. Congressman, the 44th president, with messianic media coverage, I mean, is this good in history? We've never seen this in American history, to have someone being worshipped and the media saying, get behind him, do whatever he says, and then Obama says another banker bailout, a new bank of the U.S. that's private, youth brigades. He's formed USAService.org, a private army for himself to go out and ensure his policies, literally out of Mao's playbook. Congressman.
But no, I don't think it's a good idea at all, and he can fool a lot of people. But, you know, I was watching the speech that he gave on the business station. It was interesting. He wasn't reassuring the markets. I mean, gold is up sharply, and the Dow Jones is down sharply. So if he really was reassuring us that he was going to take care of us, I think the markets would have acted differently. But a lot of people are fooled, and a lot of people are expecting a whole lot and think that he is going to be a savior. But I think it will be short-lived.
Congressman, as you know, they've introduced a new bill to give dictatorial power to the Attorney General to where he can ban any semi-automatic or any, quote, rifles that could have a military use, most rifles and shotguns and handguns. That has been introduced. They're introducing a bill to nationally register all firearms. I mean, out of the gates, he's saying he's going to call for a carbon tax and declare CO2 a toxic waste. We thought Bush tripling the size of government was bad. What are we facing, sir, and what are the biggest threats right now from the new Obama administration that just launched?
Well, he'll make it grow much faster if the whole system hangs together for that long. But the big question is whether there's going to be a collapse of the dollar and all bets are off on what will transpire then. But no, if we go along with the system held together relatively so, I mean, he's going to massively increase the government. I think there'll be National Youth Service, and also possibility of a military draft. I think there'll be expansion of operations overseas. And the only way they know how to play for any of this is printing more money. That's why it's a contest. How long can this go on by massively expanding the size of government and undermining the value of the dollar before people give up on the dollar? So it'll be interesting to see what's happened. I find it fascinating. Tragically, though, it's so dangerous that you can't really sit back and relax about it. We all have to prepare for what's going on.
We're talking to Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. And he joins us for the balance of the hour. Congressman, specifically, let's talk about solutions, then get into more of the threats. Obama, Biden, the pundits, they all admit that he'll have about 150, 200 days. He's saying he's going to have a blitzkrieg of gun control legislation, illegal alien amnesty, carbon taxes, new federal agencies, new wars, record defense budgets. And they're saying that they know that things are going to be so bad in the economy. They're saying this in speeches. They're saying it's going to get painful. It's going to be austerity. You know, get ready. We've got to give trillions a week to the bankers. How important is it now to resist this agenda and point it out and organize the huge Ron Paul Liberty movement that Obama mimicked successfully with a false organic movement? How important is it, and how do we mobilize, and what are the key things to fight in the first 200 days if we're going to save this republic? Because you've always talked about that coming crisis when the world government imploded the economy by design so they could rebuild it with even greater control, that we could use that key window to reverse it and bring in the culture of liberty.
Well, we have to continue to do exactly what we're doing, trying to win people over to our side, spread the message, get the attention of Washington the best we can. Now, the one way we could look at this in a positive way is those Republicans who wimped along and did everything George Bush told them to do are now resistors. So we have more resistance there. We're going to hear more noise in Washington against Obama than we ever heard against George Bush, because the Democrats love George Bush and the Republicans wouldn't say boo. At least we'll have a little bit of that. But the problem is in 100 days or 200 days, I mean, we do our best, but we can't really expect to reverse this tide, because he's assuming that he has this mandate and he's going to march forward. And how we act when an acute monetary crisis hits is something that has to be determined then. But in the meantime, people have acted in their own best interest. it didn't take individuals very long to figure out that there would be more controls on guns. All of a sudden, gun sales soared and prices of guns soared. Ammunition, they're afraid the ammunition will be taken away or registered. And those prices have soared. People learn how to make their own ammunition. So all kinds of things automatically happen. I don't think you have to have one group or one person tell everybody what they have to do. My goal has always been to get information out there and try to counteract these socialistic, totalitarian ideas with the ideas of freedom.
Sir, specifically, you're on the House Banking Committee. Bloomberg and AP report 5 weeks ago, the last time we saw numbers, that it was $1.3 trillion a week disappearing, and the Federal Reserve will not tell Congress or anywhere else where the money has gone. Now they're saying they need a trillion more to, quote, unfreeze these toxic derivatives, these instruments. Can you specifically speak, because now Newsweek has the headline, a world government run by a world bank. The very people that engineered the crisis are now openly proposing a world government run by the very private central banks that are that have hijacked our economy and are looting us in a financial coup. I mean, this is so huge, it's just hard to even analyze something this brazen with this much chutzpah. I mean, my question is, you're on the banking committee. We have this giant heist going on. They're openly announcing the world government, saying we're going to pay carbon taxes to this new central bank. This is outrageous. This is totally unpopular in all the polls. 98% are against it. How is, I mean, is the elite pinning everything on Obama, hoping that with his messianic fervor and hype, that somehow he can bring this through and get it done?
I think so, and maybe they also are in deep planning right now for the crisis that we expect. You know, with a dollar collapse, they want to be in a position worldwide to devise the next system. So I'm sure, you know, they're making their plans for that as well. You know, last week we had a vote on an amendment on the bill that did not get passed, Barney Frank's bill on the TARP funds. And the amendment had to do with demanding that the Federal Reserve turn over the information about where these all these credits are going. And I think it passed overwhelmingly. I think it passed unanimously. So the sentiment is changing. And we are specifically, at my request, going to have hearings in a couple weeks that Barney Frank has agreed to, and that is to get Bernanke in front of the committee and give us more information about what they're doing. I don't think much will come of it. I don't think because we're having these hearings and he's coming that all of a sudden they're going to do it. But the sentiment is growing. The people want the information. The people are tired of it, and they're getting frightened, and the members of Congress evidently know about it. But in the meantime, though, when you hear speeches like we just heard and the plans being laid and the internationalism that goes on, I think there's a lot of plans going on right now on what they're going to replace the dollar system with.
Well, the good news, sir, as you know, everything you've been talking about for 30 years has now come true. It's sad that you were right, but we've now hit the iceberg, and our credibility as the liberty movement, the freedom movement, libertarian movement, true conservative movement, is exploding right now. So, I mean, I guess that is the opportunity in all of this. Now, Henry Kissinger 2 weeks ago on MSNBC, I don't know if you saw it, said Obama is worshipped worldwide. We can use his personality as a plus with this global crisis to bring in the new world order.
Yeah, and you know, the first president that ever said that in open discussion was George Bush Sr. when he talked about the New World Order. Before, many talked about it, and we had read about it, and if you believed in it, you know, you were some nut. But George Bush talked about it openly, so it is more likely to be mentioned, and I did hear Kissinger's comments. And I think that's what they're really working on, because they are not going to move back to the original order of individual freedom and limited government and a very small federal government. That, of course, is what we want, and yet they want to move in the opposite direction. But, you know, chaos, as it comes, might offer some opportunity as well, because it's going to be very difficult to manage hundreds of millions of people.
I've got on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, I'm going to play a 30-second clip. Here is Henry Kissinger saying, use Obama and his incredible world support and the image of him to ram through the New World Order, using the crises they've engineered to bring us even deeper under their control. Here it is.
So he can't really say that it's one problem, that it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
Are you confident about the...
Okay. Congressman, specifically, the Trilateral Commission in 74 said that within 3 decades... they would engineer a world banking collapse, knowing their fiat system had to implode, and that they would then offer a global bank that sets currency rates for the major 10 nations or major 10 regions. Club of Rome said it as well. Again, how do we stop this?
Well, I think the market will eventually stop it, because what they're trying to impose on us is not workable. It's sort of, but we don't know the timing. We knew the Soviet system wouldn't work, because socialism doesn't work. But just look at the pain and the suffering that occurred for many, many decades. But it was predicted by Austrian economics that the Soviet system would collapse, and it did. And what they're proposing can't work either. The big thing is politically, how much pain and suffering are we going to go through? People should be ready to deal in the market, the real marketplace. They may have to use gold and silver coins, but internationally, they're going to play games with it. They're not going to give up easily, but we do know it always fails. They couldn't maintain the Bretton Woods system, and they can't maintain the system that came out of Bretton Woods. That's not been maintained, and it's collapsing at this very moment. And the one they're talking about won't work either. The big question is, how far along can they get?
Congressman,
will our movement grow fast enough to counteract them?
Congressman, stay there. I'm skipping this network break, not just the PrisonPlanet.tv break. So, John, just suspend this break as we go out. We're skipping the network breaks. We can go right to the end of the hour with Ron Paul. This information is too vital. This is a network break, so stations, stay with us. We're going live continually. Okay, Congressman, continuing here with you, sir, live on air. I've been asking a lot of questions. I've been bringing up a lot of points. What are some points you'd like to make, sir, today to the viewers and listeners?
The optimistic side is that we're very pleased with our organization around the country, especially on the college campuses. The more I think about it, the more excited I get about reaching out to a generation that most people believe are all with Obama. I don't happen to believe that. Even the statistics show that they didn't necessarily come out and vote the way that people thought. So that we should have some optimism that we can reach the next generation. But we have a lot of activity going on, but we do live in very, very dangerous times, and hopefully we can work within the system before it breaks down completely, which means people should be involved and try to influence their members and get involved in campaigns and try to get me some help in Washington.
Sir, we know that governments love to stage events or use events to get more power and control. Are you worried about Gulf of Tonkin events continuing? Obama has said he wants to deal with Iran and swiftly in the next year. Are you concerned about staged events?
Yes, you know, a year or so ago, I think because so many times we had expressed concerns about this, they actually backed off when we were worried about a staged event for an excuse to go into Iran. And Bush backed off, I think, because of some of the publicity we gave to that. But no, I think all big events like that in foreign policy have to have a staged event or use an event that they can claim is the main reason for going in. But policies have not changed on foreign policy. If you listen to his speech, he said nothing that would be different.
Well,
he is still, going to follow the same foreign policy.
Well, that's the good news. I mean, not that he's following the policy, but the good news is I am talking to Obama supporters. We just talked to one on the ground at D.C., and they were admitting, yeah, he is continuing the wars. Yeah, he is continuing the warrantless wiretapping. Yeah, he is saying he's going to keep troops in Iraq basically forever, just a smaller group. Yeah, he is going back on everything he said. So I see them kind of getting apprehensive. So the mainstream corporate media, the establishment, comes in and says, look, he's a good guy. He'll save you. Just do whatever he says, knowing he's carrying the ball for the elite agenda. to get through what they want. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think this is good that some of the Obama supporters are starting to recognize this, and we shouldn't ignore the fact that some of our allies may well come from the left. The principled liberal or a progressive who doesn't fit the mold of an Obama supporter are very concerned about the same things we are, you know, about the Patriot Act and personal liberty and the foreign policy. And in time, I think that we can work with other groups, because we'll need everybody to point out that it's civil liberties that we want protected. We want personal liberty protected. At the same time, we don't need any more wars, which will help us economically. You know, the other arguments can be done, but we do need a strong coalition. But you'd never know that we are very strong from the average newscast every day and what we saw today. But I think our numbers are growing, and there's reason for us to continue this effort.
Absolutely, Congressman. In the 4 minutes we have left with you, I want to get you to specifically speak to this, because I know you're a student of history and a avid news hound. And so I specifically wanted to get your take on this, because I've studied Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and literally, even the Washington Post a week ago admitted that the symbolism, the things they're doing, is classical fascism or communism, where these evil movements of the state want a true grassroots army. And now with USAservice.org, it's a separate group under Obama's control, and they're already getting hundreds of thousands. It launched a week ago. They're running National Ad Council, federally paid for ads promoting his private army, which I believe is illegal according to the congressional research that's been done. I hope you'll investigate that. So specifically, just on that one issue, there's hundreds. This is classical, the dirtiest, most wicked type of pathogen to a free society, and they're doing it out of the gates. So can you speak to, just the whole messianic thing?
Well, the messianic thing is very obvious to most people, and we should be very cautious about it. As far as a private army goes, I don't know enough to say that I have all the answers on that, but it certainly deserves looking at. I think the big thing right now, which is progressing as it has been for years and more so now, is not so much that Obama is going to present socialism in the Soviet style or government ownership. It's always going to be this business arrangement between big business and big government.
It's more fascism. They socialize our wealth and then give it to the banks.
That's right. And he was emphatic today and said that, yes, markets are good and the free enterprise they do produce, but on occasion they spin out of control and they fail, and therefore we have to step in. What he was saying there, which was what they said in the 30s, is capitalism, gold standard, freedom failed, so therefore we need government. And just look, do you think the businessman is resisting that? The businessman's begging to be partners with
government. Exactly, but what's really failed is this fascist / crony capitalism, false free market, but they're trying to blame the free market. In closing, let's get a prediction from Ron Paul or a prime projection. Do you think he will be overall successful in becoming this messianic demigod? They've introduced a thing to repeal the 22nd Amendment. Do you think in the future Obama will be successful, or will liberty defeat him?
I don't think he'll be successful. I think for a year or two or three, he's going to get away with a lot, and there'll be a strong segment that will continue to support him. But I think ultimately truth wins out in the end, and that's why I remain optimistic.
Congressman, Liberty Committee, tell folks about some of the websites they should visit.
Okay, I'd have them go to campaignforliberty.com and join us. And we are going to have meetings around the country, and we're looking for new members, and we continue to grow, and we're emphasizing a lot of organization on college campuses.
And I would add, in the minute we have left, this is classic. They saw what you did. The Obama campaign admitted they mimicked your true grassroots. They did that. The media attacked you. He launched ahead. He won. And so that shows how important a true grassroots movement under liberty and individualism is to counter their collectivist movement. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the only way it should be. And I feel pleased about that. But like I tried to simplify that, I really believe freedom is a popular issue.
I think the thing that...
Pardon me?
No, I think the thing that's kind of sinking, though, is going after the guns. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, but the American people aren't going to give up the guns. Can you imagine now the millions of people who have bought gold coins and can't even find them now, realizing what's going on? They're not going to give up their guns, and they're not going to give up their gold. And
they say this is an opportunity for the New World Order. In reality, it's an opportunity for freedom, isn't it?
Absolutely. We should work hard.
Congressman, God bless you. Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.